This is Ozarks at Large. A new study shows a dramatic improvement in access to dental care for children in Arkansas. The report from the Pew Children's Dental Campaign gives Arkansas a grade of C. That's up from last year's F. Ed Marum of the State Health Department says they were thrilled by the grade.
An awful lot of our kids go to school with tooth pain, and really that's something that's very preventable. We know now that you can give a combination of dental sealants and regular fluoride in the water. Kids don't have to grow up with cavities anymore. There are dental techniques that will completely prevent cavities for a lifetime.
The study says Arkansas's improvement was a result of progress in two areas. First, 57% of Arkansas children on Medicaid received some sort of dental care last year, making this one of the top states in that category. Secondly, Arkansas passed three laws this year that should impact oral health. One requires most cities to fluoridate their water. The other two make it easier for children to access fluoride and dental sealant treatments.
As the Federal Emergency Management Agency gears up to provide relief to 53 Arkansas counties, it's looking for help. FEMA spokesman Bob Howard says the agency is hiring 30 temporary workers to help with the large number of disaster applications.
One of the things that we try to do in time of disaster is to hire local people as part of the team. They bring a lot of resources to the recovery operation. They know the area. And certainly the people that work with families that have been impacted, you know, have a lot of empathy towards what these people have gone through. And also it helps the local economy recover.
Howard says all the jobs will be filled by the State Department of Workforce Services. Even though the jobs are only temporary, Howard says they could last up to a year or more. And when the work is over, Howard says workers can choose to remain in FEMA's Disaster Reserve Force, ready to respond to future emergencies around the country.